Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by today. I know today isn't a holiday, but I hope it's something that you will get out of the show today. We were to have a guest gospel artist today, but we're going to have one next week and the week after. So just bear along with us, that schedule change. So before we start our topic for today, we are praying. Lord, you know I want my way to please you, Lord Jesus, to serve you in the greatest thing that I can do in my life, Lord Jesus. And as an added benefit, you have promised that because I obey, you will smooth my path. Even my enemies will become peaceful. I've already seen your promise at work in my life. Sometime when life seems to be getting rough, I pray, and the path becomes smooth before me. I thought I would become real problems and turned into nothing at all. I know you have answered my prayer. I thank you, Lord Jesus, today for your peace, which goes before me every day to bless my life and those that's listening today. Lord, I'm asking you to look down on each and every one of them, the Heavenly Father, from the sound of my voice, the Heavenly Father, that will listen to this broadcast and come on and share in the broadcast today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today I have a simple topic with a lot of meaning with Scripture, because I don't believe in bringing anything without giving you Scripture. So today we're going to be talking about following or follow orders. How many of you all have been given orders and you do not follow them? Not just from your place of employment, might be in church, but above all, do you follow the orders that God have given to you? Or do you just cast them aside and say you'll come back to him later when he give you some orders? He give you your marching orders. Are you adhered to what the Lord God is saying to you? Well, today I went to Jeremiah. We'll be getting a few passages from Jeremiah the 40th, 1 through 45, and Jeremiah 42, 1 through 3, 5 through 6, and I may add a few others if time permits. But as I thought about that every day, no matter where you are, you have to follow orders. Whether you're on your job, the Lord is giving you instruction, your parents, or whatever the case may be. Somewhere along in the course of a day, you need to follow some orders. You need to follow the law of the land. You see a red light, tell you to stop. Why would you go and get hit? You was not following orders that were set out before you. I'm just using that paraphrase. Well, today, the lesson I'm going to focus on today is a similar theme regarding our spiritual life. You know, when we face crossroads in life, we know the right things to do as the Lord's people is to seek his will. However, if we're honest with ourselves, we might admit that sometimes we give the impression that we're seeking the Lord's guidance when what we really desire is his divine stamp of approval on what we have already decided to do. You heard me? What we are already decided to do. Was it what God told you to do? Or was it something you decide to do where you didn't follow the orders as the instruction that was given to you? You know, here, as I went through reading Jeremiah addressed such a situation with the few survivors of Judah fall, who had been left in the land. You know, that expression can teach us that the Lord wants his people to honestly seek his guardians with open minds and hearts and with the determination to follow that guardians, whatever it might be. And that's what we are to do, listening audience, today. You know, we have to refuse to learn from past failure. You know, a lot of times you go through things, you're refusing to learn from past events. Things have come up in your life. You keep doing the thing over and over and over again. And he showed you a way out if you would only follow the orders and the direction. You know, in Jeremiah, I was reading, after Jerusalem destruction, and the deportation of most of Judah's citizens, the Babylonian military commandment released the surviving poor people from their chains and appointed Gideon as their governor, given the opportunity to live in the Babylonian or remain with the poor in the land. You know, Jeremiah chose the latter. Not long afterward, Gideon was assassinated, and the panicked people flee Egypt to escape the Babylonian kings, expect revenge for his appointee murder. You see what happens when you be disobedient, when you don't follow orders what God has given you? I'm going to paraphrase right here. When he told you to go to the street called Fig, make a right-hand turn. He gave you a direct order. But you feel you know more than God, you go down to Apple Street and make a left turn and run into all kind of confusion, all kind of everything, just chaos. But if you were to follow the orders he gave you, go to Fig Street, make a right, you'd have been at your destination. You know, we have to request in the Lord's guidance. And that's in, coming from Jeremiah 42. You know, leaders of the survivor in Judah approached Jeremiah and asked him to pray about whether they should flee to Egypt or remain in the land. You know, Jeremiah prayed and then reported that the Lord's guidance was for the people to stay in the promised land. Now, here God had already ordained, gave orders what to do. But however, here comes somebody that figured they know more than the Lord. However, the leaders rejected Jeremiah's counsel and led the people to Egypt anyway, disregarding what God had told Jeremiah now, apparently forcing Jeremiah to come with them. You know, you have to sometimes reap the consequence of persistent rebellion. And you know, we are dealing with some rebellious people. And as I read, I went over to Jeremiah, the 43rd chapter. And here Jeremiah was delivering the Lord's message of judgment against the people who had fled to Egypt. They hadn't learned the lesson of past disobedience. How many of you all have learned what to do when God has told you to do? Or are you still going through disobedience? They would suffer disaster in Egypt for worshiping the idol of Egypt. You know, don't you all want to receive a reward for faithful service? I think you do. You know, during the reign of King Jehoshaphat, Barak served Jeremiah's scribe, settling down the prophet's message on scrolls. When the scrolls became severely discouraged about the disaster Judah would face, the Lord promised Barak that he would survive it. You know, as we was going through that, I looked at verse 1 and 2 of that chapter. You know, the fall of Judah and the destruction of its captive, Jerusalem, at the hand of an enemy army was a life-altering disaster. You know, many of the survivors were deported to Babylon as prisoners of war. However, a remnant of people remained, consisting of surviving soldiers, poor citizens, and refugees who had returned to Judah from nearby tribal area. You know, these survivors settled around Mizpah. And you'll find that in Jeremiah, the 40th chapter, the 7th through the 12th verse. You know, a village probably located a few miles northwest of the ruins of Jerusalem. The settlement was led by Gehulam, a governor appointed by the Babylonian commander. The settlement panicked. However, when Gehulam fell victim to the assassination, knowing that the Babylonians will respond to this murder quickly and harshly. You know, in a state of fearful uncertainty, all the people from the least to the greatest approached Jeremiah the prophet, who also had settled at Mizpah. You know, they pleaded with Jeremiah to pray to the Lord concerning their situation. Whom have you asked to pray with you about a difficult situation today that you may be going through? You know, interesting, the people referred to the Lord as your God, meaning Jeremiah's God. They no longer viewed the Lord as their God, or in light of the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple. Did they wonder if the Lord had disowned them? Some Bible students caution about reading too much into the use of second-person pronoun. It might have been simply an affirmation of Jeremiah's close relationship with the Lord as his prophet. In any case, there was a small remnant of people. Few of us remain, struggling to survive Amos chaotic circumstances. They needed guidance, and they approached the Lord's prophet for help. How many of you all go to the prophet for help? Not for action by cars, land, houses, but go to the prophet to hear if there are any news from the Lord. Did the Lord give him a message that will help you in the circumstances and the situation you're in? You know, verse 3 was talking about the people expressed their prayer request. They wanted to know the way they should walk and the things they should do. My. You know, as I was reading that, and I say, verse 3 and chapter 42 say, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk and the things that we may do. You got to follow orders. When God gives you orders to do something, you got to follow those orders, because if you don't, it's a consequence. You know, the context makes it clear that they were asked specifically about whether to flee to Egypt or to remain in Mizpah. You know, in verse 5, the word of God was saying, let me turn over to it. Then they say to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us if we do not even corner according to all things for which the Lord thy God will send thee to us. You know, Jeremiah really agreed to pray on behalf of the people and promised to report everything that the Lord said in response, holding back nothing. These people in turn promised Jeremiah on oath, may the Lord be a witness that would act accordingly to whatever Jeremiah reported. And as I went to verse 6, it they say, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us, comma, when we obey the voice of the Lord our God, period. My, 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 the people insisted that they was ready to follow the Lord's guardian, whether it was pleasant or unpleasant. Are you willing today to follow the guardians of God, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant? You know, then they uttered their determination to obey the voice of the Lord. They even refer to the Lord as our God, in contrast to their early referring to your God. See, in the passages early, they was telling Jeremiah about your God. But now, further down in the scripture, you see where they needed the Lord, they say, our God. And that's the same way we are today. He is our God, each and every one of our God. Not just one person God, not just somebody God, but he is our God. You know, can you recall an occasion when you promised to follow the Lord's guidance before you understood clearly what he wanted? My, 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 my. Excuse me. You know, Jeremiah 41 is 17 through 18. I'm going to read that right quick. In 17 and 18 it says, and they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Shepham, and which is by Bethlehem, to go into Egypt, because of the Chaldees, for they are afraid of them, because Ishmaelah, the son of Nathaniel, had slain Galison, the son of Ahakon, who the king of Babylon made governor in the land. My, 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 my. You know, it's revealing that the remnant of people already had begun that trip to Egypt when they approached the prophet for intercessory prayer. However, we shouldn't dismiss their request for the Lord's guardians as total insincerity. What seemed more likely is that they expected the Lord to approve the plans they already had made. My, 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 how many of you all have made plans today and have not included God in them? Or you want God to be in it, but you had not even asked God, is that the plan he wanted for your life or the situation that you may be facing? You know, therein lies an important truth. As Christians, we need to resist the temptation of confusing our plans with the Lord's guidance. When we seek the Lord's guidance, especially in an urgent situation, we need to be careful that we are not merely seeking his stamp of approval on what we are already decided to do. I think I need to read that one again. When we seek the Lord's guidance, especially in an urgent situation, we need to be careful that we are not merely seeking his stamp of approval on what we already decided to do. You know, here you can receive an unpopular response. You know, and as I went to verse 9, Jeremiah spent 10 days waiting for the Lord's guardian. We can imagine that the prophet continued to pray during this time. Jeremiah the prophet continued on praying for the people, wanting to be sure that his counsel to the people was the Lord's guardian and not his own. And that's what we have to do. We have to go to God in prayer and pray for whatever situation, whatever going on, to know the plans of God, what's the direction he would have us to go in. You know, finally, Jeremiah gathered the people and reported, this is what the Lord said, the God of Israel. He had an authentic, prophetic message for them, a divine response to their petition. You know, and in verse 10, as I was reading, the Lord's guidance consists of three elements, a condition, a promise, and a declaration. I better say that again. The Lord's guidance consists of a condition, a promise, and a declaration. You know, the condition was not what the people expected or wanted to hear. If you would indeed stay in the land, they already had planned to flee to Egypt, but the Lord wanted them to remain in Judah. You know how God have us to tarry sometimes some places, but we want to take off running like we know more than God. And he's telling us, stay here another day. Tarry. But we're in a hurry going nowhere. And miss our blessing. You know, next came to the divine purpose and the divine promise. I will rebuild and not demolish you, and I will plant and not uproot. My. This is what God is saying. He will rebuild and not demolish. He will not do away. He will not destroy. And I will plant and uproot you. He's going to plant you. He's going to uproot you where you're at and place you somewhere else. My. This language harks back to Jeremiah called as a prophet. The Lord has revealed to Jeremiah that the time will come when he would replace messages of judgment with messages of restoration. However, the Lord's promise of restoration was offered to those who trusted in the Lord and obeyed his guidance. Third came the divine declaration. I relent concerning the disaster that I have brought on you. You know, the Lord wasn't apologizing for or second-guessing his previous decree of judgment against Judah. Rather, he was declaring that the disaster was over, and now he wanted to begin rebuilding his covenant people. My. You know, those who sought the Lord's guidance faced a decision. Would they stumble and cling to their plan, or would they trust the Lord and obey his message as they had vowed to do? Believers today can come upon similar crossroads in life when we seek the Lord's guidance. We need to be open to a response from him that might be contrary to our plans. You know, a lot of times we have plans that we want to do this and we want to do that. But we got to be warned about self-deception. You know, we can self-destruct ourselves and not listening and obeying to the word of God. Following orders. And, you know, following orders is to do as one has been instructed. When you've been instructed to do a thing, follow the orders that you have been given. That way when something come up, or something don't work out, you can say, well, I followed the order. But if you didn't follow the orders, you don't even know what came next, what you were supposed to do, what you were supposed to say, because you put your 2 and 3 cents in. You didn't try to wait on God. You was in a big hurry. So you got to follow the orders of God. My. This is a good lesson today. You know, as I went back, I thought about the Lord's guardian space and the decision. You know, today, you may be facing a decision. Are you going to cling to God, to the plan? Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to go on with what somebody else say or what somebody else do? You have to trust God, obey God. You don't want to have self-deception. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, verse 19 is speaking about, let me read that one. Amen. 19 thank you for the second chapter, let me see. Here, Jeremiah
must have figured that the people would not welcome the Lord's response. The Lord, on the other hand, knew for certain that the people were firmly resolved to go into Egypt. Though he would make the guidance known in a clear warning, don't go to Egypt. And God would tell us that. He tell us, don't go here, don't go there, don't say this, don't say that. And out of your mouth, whoop, pop, which you shouldn't have said, pop, whoop, which you shouldn't have did. And he had forewarned you. Don't do it. Follow orders, follow protocol. And we jump all out of line, all out of sync. And then soon as the enemy come and start beating us up, we started crying to the Lord, begging and pleading. But he done already showed us and told us what to do and how to do it. We have to lean and depend on him for our everything. And yes, I went to Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, 20th verse, I mean. Jeremiah realized, however, that the people only wanted to hear a word from the Lord that confirmed their preconceived plan. They believed their best chance of survival lay in Egypt. They thought they were, that they would live there only long enough for the danger to pass. My, my, my. All deception is wrong, but none is so bad as self-deception. Ah, my, 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 my. You know you have led your own self astray. It wasn't God, it was you that led yourself astray. Jeremiah wanted, not only had the people deceived themselves about what was best to do, they also lied to themselves about their spiritual bound to act accordingly. They were telling the truth. Jeremiah had done his part by praying, then telling the people everything the Lord had said. Sadly, the people quickly demonstrated they didn't trust the Lord to his prophet. You know, we'll run through that in Yahweh's school of the prophet. Yes, Lord. The result of the people's self-deception will be this devastating and honestly that worst fear, the swore, the famine, and the plague about staying to ourselves. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, here, you know, the Lord was saying the people quickly demonstrated they didn't trust the Lord or his prophet. The result of the people's self-deception would be devastating and ironclad. There was fear, rolling fame, and plague about saying in the promised land would overtake them in Egypt. They would die in the wilderness. My, my, my. And they would die in a place where they imagined they would live forever. A lot of you all right now live here, y'all gonna live forever. But one day, we gonna have to get up out of here. Yes, Lord. Yes, one day, one day. Yes, Lord. Jeremiah once warned servant as a lesson for God's people today as well. If we decide ourselves into thinking we are seeking the Lord's guidance without a wholehearted commitment to follow that guidance, we can reap serious consequence. You know, in verse 2, when Jeremiah finished telling the people everything the Lord had said, the leaders of the delegates, along with other arrogant men worked that strong opposition. Johanan, a mentor in 221. I as a spokesman, son of Harosha, the major, and the mighty might have been brother. In any case, the group heartly attitude was clear. My. And Jeremiah 4:3-7 says, "Revealed that the people did not indeed flee to Egypt, arrogantly returned to obey the Lord God. They would regret that this obedience, however, went is the Lord's warning." Amen. The Babylonian army involved Egypt. You find that in 44:30. "Denying the truth of the Lord, word does not neglect the need to bother the Lord's guardian." And you know, as we went through that today, talking about following order, what are some important truths in this lesson? When we seek the Lord's guidance and urgent solution, we need to be careful that we are not seeking His stamp of approval on what we have already decided to do. When we speak guidance, we need to be open when we seek the Lord's guidance, we need to be open to a response from Him that might be contrary to our will. When we deceive ourselves into thinking we are seeking the Lord's guidance without a wholehearted commitment to follow it, we can reap serious circumstances. Arrogance, denying the truth of the Lord's word, does not neglect the need of to follow the Lord in Jerusalem. Today our topic is on follow order. And in this life, we got to follow some order, some rules that's set up in place for us. We have to follow. If you want a job, you want a promotion, you're going to have to follow some of these rules. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Following orders. I'm wondering how many of you out there today are actually following orders that God has given you. From Him, giving you orders from the leader, on your job, and a lot of other places that you go each and every day. And He's speaking to you right now, telling you what to do and what don't do. But we're going to give Him praise today. Here in verse 1, in verse 1, the people wanted Jerusalem to pray about what they should do. And the Lord said that He has that He had relinquished concerns of the disaster. The popular would die in the sin. My. Ooh, the people would die in a place where they thought they would live. The leaders accused of judgment are lying. My. You know, the leaders accused Jeremiah of lying, the prophet. So how many people today are calling the prophet a lie, a true prophet? Do you really know a true prophet? Amen. Well, today I thought I would have a short lesson due to the holiday that we are talking about following order. Warning about self-deception. Receive an unpopularity response. See, seeking God's guidance in a panic, rejecting the Lord's guardian. We shouldn't reject God because we need God each and every day of our life, every minute, every second, every hour of the day. We need God. We need him to do everything for us that we can't do for ourselves. But we need him to guide us, show us, protect us, give us everything that he wants us to have. We have to follow his lead. But we give God glory today. We give him praise today for this topic on the Lord expect his people to seek his guidance with commitment to follow him. My, my, my. Today I leave some things which you refuse to learn. Don't be refusing to learn from past failures. Request the Lord's guidance. Excuse me, I had a little yawn come through. But we give God praise this morning for reaping the consequence of persistent rebellion. Because when you're consistent rebellion, you're going to get your reward right down here. So you want to be listening to the man of God or the woman of God that God has put over you or charge over you, over your soul, mind and body. We want to lift them up in prayer today. We want to give them glory for following in, the instruction of God and being obedient. Because we do have a lot of ministers and pastors that are obedient to the Lord. And we give you praise today to him, Father. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for this class line this morning. Thank you for the topic, follow order, the Heavenly Father, because we all have to follow order some point in our life. We just can't go around not thinking we know it all, but we got to follow orders. We got to take construction, criticism, the Heavenly Father. Even if we screw up, the Heavenly Father, we say thank you this morning, the Heavenly Father. We give you praise. We give you the honor, Lord. Bless every person that will touch this line today, name by name and city by state, the Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Direct their steps, the Heavenly Father, because we know they are ordered by you, the Heavenly Father. We give you praise today, the Heavenly Father, because you are truly worthy to be praised, the Heavenly Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being such a good God, the Heavenly Father, because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and we call just to say thank you. We come to worship you, to give you praise, to give you honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. We thank God today for the lesson. Follow order. And we give God that praise right now. And we want to say happy 4th of July to each one that may listen to this line later on. So have a safe and a happy holiday from Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am glad you stopped by, whether it was this morning or whether it's later this afternoon or tonight. I hope you take heed on following the orders that God have given you. Because when you follow the orders that God give you, you won't go wrong. But when you follow the what man give you, you may fail. But when you follow the orders of God, I know they shall not fail. So let us continue on following God today. Let us do what he say do. Let us know without a shadow of a doubt when he is speaking to us. And we give God praise today. So that's the conclusion of the show today. Following order and staying in the fellowship of God. So we give God praise this morning. I keep saying this afternoon. Not trying to rush it, but I give God praise this morning because he is worthy to be praised. So until next week, when we will have on our guest, Mrs. Rosa Banks, a recording artist that will be here, will give you testimony and give you some of the songs that she sang. And we're going to have a great time next week. So do come back by next week for the show next week. We'll be putting it on air. But please do stop by next week where we'll have a recording artist on from Jacksonville, Florida. And she'll also give you some of her testimony. So until next week, you be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.